All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, welcome to this week's podcast. This is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
I'm Victoria.
And like we said, we have some special guests in the house. We have another Sagittarius as well as a Scorpio. Woo-hoo. You guys, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Tashana, Scorpio.
Like, long walks on the beach?
No. I actually do not. I do like the beach, but not for no long walk, let's see, what do I like to do? Oh, you know, just regular stuff, fun, hang out. I do have a show as well that I do on Facebook called The Safe Place.
Okay.
With my best friend. Talk about everything and foolishness. We're not as serious as a Centaur Views. We don't, you know, discuss anything serious. We just talk shit about people all the time.
And they can't, where can they see that?
Facebook Live Mondays at 9:05. Every Monday live at 9:05.
That's what's up.
All right. Now our fellow Sagittarius.
Hello, my name is Shaquem, Sagittarius, Sag Gang.
He's a November Sag. There's a difference.
Just slightly. It's okay.
It's all right. It's
all right. Something about me, I operate a hair business. I've been in business for over a year, working on year two. I do hair. You can follow me on at Benji Styles on Facebook and BenjiStyles_LLC on Instagram, and it's prom season, so book me.
Spell it out for the people out there.
BenjiStyles_LLC.
Awesome.
All right, and as always, like the podcast, subscribe, share it with your friends, tell them about it, and let's get down to the show.
So this week, we're going to talk about our two cents. Mine, I want to talk about immune support. Like, with this whole corona thing, in my experience, like, I am not a doctor. Please do not at me on no bullshit. but for me and my family, for immune support, what I've been doing is drinking, because the pollen is real too, and the sinuses, and like my parking lot was green when I woke up this morning, so was my car. So I've been doing hot lemon water, like drinking it. It's been clearing up my sinuses. It's been clearing up the mucus in my back of my throat. I've been giving me and my children extra vitamins of vitamin C to keep our immune system straight. What else I've been doing? I've been detoxing to keep my gut health good. Drinking plenty of water and get some rest. people, while you home, if you're home and you got children and stuff, make sure that everybody getting the proper rest. Don't let your kids stay up all night on Fortnite and watching videos on YouTube and shit. Just get you some rest. That's really it. That's all my two cents. Shaquem, you got some two cents to add?
I'm not understanding why everybody's buying all the toiletry. Reason being is because, like, if it's something that you can, you know, gotta keep your body clean, why don't you buy body wash, soaps?
Especially soap.
I mean, yeah, y'all got Clorox wipes, but you can't put Clorox everywhere. Yeah, so I mean, I hope y'all keeping everything else clean as well as your derriere.
Yeah.
That soap and water, there's still going to be a smell.
Right, and the vitamins are still in stock, like vegetables and fruit.
Who got the underground boogaloo? Because I'm coming.
The underground.
Is it solar powered, nuclear powered? Because it need to be both.
Right.
Because I'm coming.
I just feel like y'all just need to wash y'all damn hands. I mean, it's the same as the cold and the flu. The real virus is the pollen.
Like, yes,
that is the real issue. Like, wash y'all damn hands and keep it moving. It's not that deep. Like, it's not that serious. Just wash y'all hands. And you can really tell who has not been washing their hands. They're the ones that have it. The ones that let y'all dogs kiss y'all in the mouth. Mm-hmm. Wash y'all hands, bro. It's very simple.
Put on a fucking mask if you're that scared. And stay home.
Stay home.
We got in trouble at work about joking about, because, you know, our people, we make everything a joke. And we got in trouble at work because it's like we were making light of the situation. I was like, if you're that afraid, go home. Like,
go home.
If you're older and of age and you got newborns, like, you got to take the L. Like, go home.
It's really the old people.
It's really the elders.
It's really the old people. Like, yeah, the ones that, you know, have all the dogs and the cats and the birds and eat out y'all same plates.
Right.
Sit on y'all bed at night. Sleep on y'all bed at night and y'all just get up and come to work and wash y'all face, wash y'all hands or nothing, and then y'all touch everybody. That's where the corona's coming from.
Right.
Wash your damn hands and keep it moving.
I got the crud.
Well, my two cents had to do with the whole everything shutting down. You know, businesses shutting down, people being home, schools closing. So you're going to be stuck at home with your kids, you know, if you're married, your spouse. So just use this time to catch up on time that you lost, you know, because we spend so much time doing other things. You know, we follow our dreams, you know, work. And so, actually, sometimes you don't get to actually go on these family vacations. So use this time to actually spend time, you know, to catch up on things with your loved ones. But also think about the people that they don't have other people that they stay with. Think about people who their spouse may be in the military overseas. This is kind of worse than Christmas because it's not just a couple of days where they're not, you know, they're alone. It's probably going to be a couple of weeks. It can go into months. We don't know right now at this moment. So just keep that in mind when you think about your friends and family that are, like, you know, in that position. So my big thing is just looking out for each other and just being, making, you know, valuing the time that we have, you know, stuck in the house with the people that we love the most. Because everybody knows you at that 9 to 5, 40 hours a week, you spend more time with your family. So now that we got that little bit of break, you know, just show the people that you love that you really care and get to, you know, cherish them.
Yeah, it's also to add, like, fear and the hysteria is, like, low vibration. Like, when you're sick, you're inviting other illnesses to come into you. Mm-hmm. So if you're worried and concerned and running around like you crazy, like, you're bound to get some type of something. Like, keep your vibrations high. Keep a positive attitude. Wash your hands, wash your ass, eat fruits and vegetables. Like, y'all doing too much.
And those of y'all that are stuck at home with your children, maybe it's time for y'all to realize that sometimes these teachers aren't lying. Your children are horrible. Like, yeah, y'all get to really see now that the teachers were telling the truth. Your kids talk a lot, they're loud, and they're aggravating. So, yeah, take that time. Maybe go back and apologize to the teacher. Like, see, you know what, Miss Thomas, you were right.
Send that nigga some flowers.
Right.
And maybe your mom and daddy wasn't right. That nigga wasn't for you.
Right. You home now with this nigga? And you realize, yeah, bruh, this ain't it. Yeah. But, so just take that time.
Yeah, so that's our two cents. So we're going to get into the beef of the show. All right, so we're going to get into our discussion for today's show, and it is hoes.
Responsible hoes at that.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
What's irresponsible?
Well, first we want to define what is a hoe. So, Oxford Dictionary. I had to go to Oxford because Merriam-Webster said that a hoe is a gardening tool.
That's right.
I don't think they're up to date on the lingo. But Oxford says a hoe is a female prostitute.
Jesus.
An offensive word used about a woman, especially one who you think has sex with a lot of men. So I don't think that's...
What did Urban Dictionary say?
Thank you. That's the first dictionary I went to. He's talking about Oxford. That was, well, I mean, that's his idea to go to Oxford.
Just for, you know, what...
Because I'm already upset. Why has to be a woman?
That was when I saw it. You saw how dated that that they were using that term.
That's where the whole okay.
So, Victoria, what is your definition?
A hoe is, for me, a male or female, specifically males, that's just being fucking on any and everything.
Oh, not fucking on.
Yeah, my mouth. fucking on any and everything and just reckless. They be lying. They don't care what they got going on or what somebody else got going on. Just reckless. That's a hoe. Like a fuck boy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shoshana?
Just a man.
A man.
Someone with a penis.
Is a hoe.
Yep.
Okay, we're not going to ask you no questions.
I was about to say, what if they don't use the penis?
Yeah, but I think it's more mental. If you have a penis, then something triggers your brain and you automatically just become a hoe.
So our guest who happens to be a man with a penis... What is a hoe?
What is a hoe? Hoes are men and women.
Men and women. Equal opportunity.
Women are bigger hoes.
Women are bigger hoes.
Reason why. Mm-hmm. Y'all learn y'all being and y'all know how to get around them. Mm. And what to do to put them back in space. Be like, oh no, she ain't got nothing going on.
We're better hoes. That's not bigger. Better.
No. Bigger. Because you have multiple. Because when that one doesn't answer at 1 o'clock, you got another one time ringing at 3 o'clock. And then that one is going to know what time he's going to work. And then, you know. And then you got the guys who are just dumb hoes. Get caught at, the sixth lie.
Oh, not the sixth lie.
The liars. Yeah, those.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have y'all on the show today. All these different perspectives.
I just feel like a hoe is pretty much a person who is promiscuous. You know, it's more of a physical. I don't feel like it's going to be emotional. Not to say it's a bad thing, not to say it's a good thing. We'll get to that later. To me, it's just a hoe is just a person who enjoys sex. Period.
Wow.
What?
That's very
with funny. Multiple people.
Wow. So if you enjoy sex with a lot of people, that's a hoe for you?
I mean, yeah, that's a hoe.
Yeah, okay. I see his point there. That means everybody had what you
like I said, saying. It's not negative.
It just is what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I am.
I might need to rethink.
I mean, you have to have it to enjoy it, you know.
I mean, anyways, moving on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we were going to talk about whether they're a male equivalent, but apparently we know that males can be hoes too, so.
Yes.
All right, so what are... What are bad hoe stereotypes?
That they're all women.
that is true.
That men can't be hoes. Like, how houseway? Like, that whole definition. Like, it's like... A prostitute woman, like how can only women be hoes?
You having sex with somebody?
Thank you. Who are these promiscuous women having all sex with? Latravius? Like, ooh. Ooh, that's it.
Another myth is that you're like loose. With it,
yeah,
or loose parts,
that's
not always the case.
Or you don't deserve the respect just because,
right?
You just think like hoes should be like the bottom of the barrel, but like you just said, like who are these men fucking with? And like you are who you go around. So if I'm a hoe, nigga, you a hoe,
and you clearly like me, so we hoes together.
I just don't like the one when they say all hoes work at call centers.
Where do you work?
I'm a hoe.
Well,
I'm
according to Trey, I mean, no sense is definition.
Right.
Like, I think we all in that category. God damn.
You happen to just like sex, you a hoe.
sex with many people.
You know. I mean,
I've met somebody. That
what is a many though?
If it's more than what I know, it is. That's no go. I don't care how fine you. Let me tell you no. Bye.
All right, so let's talk numbers then. In that case, so how many would make you a hoe, or do numbers matter?
Numbers don't matter. Numbers don't matter. They can't matter.
It depends on the age. Because if you say you're 25 and you have 30 partners, that's different from someone who's 50 that's had 30 partners.
True.
So it depends on the age to determine your number, if it should count.
When were you starting when you're 25, though?
That's my question. When you started and how many, when were you really?
Because if you say, okay, I slept with two people a year. I said I'm 18, I'm 35, two people a year. What is that?
That's 34.
35 times. What are we doing?
So I started at 18, that's 17
years. 34, like Trey said.
34 people. That's bad? But two a year, if I say two a year, you're going to be like, ah. But if I say 34 people, you're going to be like,
you got all the damn bodies.
Okay, so let's go back. So if you're 25, you had 30 people, but you were 23 when you first had sex.
Oh, God.
No, that's, girl, that's a whole.
No, no. That's, wait, like, that's all too much. 2 years?
That's your business, man.
You don't have a job. You need
some mental health.
You give jobs. You just don't have one.
You need some mental health intervention.
Okay, that's, I got a number, though, for you. Let's say you only had sex with three people, but they ran a train on you.
Oh, wow.
Are you a hoe, or did you just do some hoe shit?
You did some hoe shit.
But is a train really a hoe shit, though, or is it just...
Yeah, because they're who having trains on the regular.
But it's only been three, so it's only one. It's only one train.
This is why I say numbers should not matter. Like, stop counting.
So do y'all discuss numbers with y'all partners?
I sure do.
No.
You don't discuss numbers.
I don't give you my right numbers.
No. You don't do that. Take that to the grave.
Trey, do you discuss numbers with your partner?
Do you know how many people I've been with?
No.
Oh, we should probably tell them that we're in a relationship.
Oh, yeah. Yes, no sis and Tashana are in a relationship. This is going to be fun.
Hoot, hoot, black over the table.
I'm not a whore anymore, by the way.
Right.
He's retired. He's
reformed.
Reformed. He's had the therapy, guys. I don't think numbers are important as far as details. I feel like you should just give, like, an idea. Like, between 5 and 10. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
She don't want to know my number.
I don't. I don't want to know.
I don't think that's something we need to be talking about.
Period. You don't want to discuss it? So you wouldn't want to know if your partner's been, like, with 100 people? You wouldn't want
to know? I just want to see the clean... If the test results
are a go, you're going to start thinking about them 100 people.
If the test results are a go, I would want to know how they, I actually ask, like, how do they treat the person, the women or men in their lives? Like, whatever relationship. If it's a woman, then I'm like, I can basically tell. But if it's a man, I want to know how you treat the women in your life more than the numbers. Like, I want to know what type of man you are to these people. I don't want to know the numbers. Let me see the test results.
And we can go from there.
No. Okay. Man, you get your feelings hurt, man. Ain't nobody got time. And I'm definitely not going to tell you mine, because no.
I thought you should. It's just like a filling out a form between ages. You got to check that box on the form between ages 25 and 30. Or
you need to know.
Just check a box. Get the exact number.
The first one, my children's father, and maybe the ex. The three. That's all you got. That's all you're going to get for me.
Three. That's it.
First, my children's father and the ex. Depending on how far the ex been removed. Okay. That's all you really need to know.
You discuss the numbers?
With significant others or just in general?
Your significant, mm-hmm. Like you're trying to now settle down. You're discussing numbers.
Let bygones be bygones, kind of what you said.
Yeah, because, like, we want to know, but then we don't want to know, because then we think, like, oh, well, you did this to me. Yeah, you deal with that person.
Right.
Because then if you do something really great in the bedroom, be like, I wanted this was number 49 you did, you learned right. this shit from.
I've asked people that.
Oh, no. Before. I don't want to know.
I want to know.
You want to know numbers?
Want to know numbers or if so we stop talking and you stop talking to somebody else and like y'all have sex, like are they better than me? I just want to know.
Okay.
That's some nigga shit.
Exactly. Okay, that ain't even like, cause I know I'm the best, so it ain't even. I ain't even worried about
right,
that.
Right, so that's what I just want to know, cause that's what you thought.
You just
cause you still contacted me, so it's something.
Right,
that's the problem with your male.
You just
want to
stroke your fucking ego. That's all it is. Yes. That's the ego. I don't even know all that.
It might have been. No, you'll be back.
But
it's
then
fine.
I end the call before they answer. But, oh, I'm sorry, I found out.
Oh my god, you tried.
Let me just
see
what it is.
No, I really don't give a damn. Don't tell me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And I'm saying I'm asleep.
So numbers don't matter unless is how many in a particular time.
Huh?
Because we saying 30 in 2 years is a that's too many.
That's a lot.
Hey, I'm not discriminating.
But what if what if that's your job? What if you're a porn star?
Hell.
What if you're a porn star? What if, okay, because if it's a porn star, there's no reason for me to ask. I know you've been fucking.
Like, everybody.
Right.
No, I'm not saying, but does that make you a bad whore? Because.
No, that's your job.
That's your job.
And I know what I'm getting into. Like, I make sure you say, I know I recognize you from the porn when I approach you.
Right. Right.
So I knew what I was dealing with. I wouldn't even ask. Like.
Okay, so one last number. How old is too old to be on?
Ain't no
age limit on home.
It's more where you are in your life.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. I feel like that's where you are in your life. If you have, you know, if you're on child number 5 and baby dad number 5, you might need to stop, sis. You need to slow down.
Yeah, because if you getting babies by
right,
this,
you need to slow down.
That's the only time I'm just like, nah, you need to go slow down.
That's a responsible house. She that's know right. her place.
Yes. Right, you need to true. Slow down.
She's spread.
Because I'm planning on fucking all the way up until I die, so.
That's right. I am that's not, the way I want to go.
Just anybody?
If that's what... If that's what the fuck I feel like, yes.
Like, that nurse home gonna be popping.
Oh. Never mind, I ain't gonna tell all my secrets.
Yeah, I mean, you can enjoy your life up. There's no age limit.
Y'all remember that video with that old lady was like, "Eat my pussy." She was trying to get the nurse to lick her pussy.
It tastes like the penis.
You ain't seen that? Oh my god, I wish I could find it. I know I can. That was like months ago. Like, the old lady was like, just lick my pussy. She was laying in the bed. I was like, yo, that's gonna be me.
Oh no. Wait, is the camera like above the bed?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen
that. No, I haven't seen that.
She was like, just lick my pussy. You don't wanna lick it.
How old is too old? No sense.
I don't know, man. Because Viagra is just killing the game. So, I just...
The family...
Just be smart. I mean, if you start losing your mind, that's when you just... That's too old right there. Don't have, like, dementia and be...
Oh, God.
If you done caught something, you don't remember you got it, and you giving it to people.
That's irresponsible. You
know. But yeah. Is it irresponsible? Because I don't remember. I didn't choose to forget. Like...
Whoever's fucking on the old dementia patient is irresponsible.
Right,
they're
okay.
The irresponsible one.
The fuck her, not the fuck he.
The right, 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 right. The sugar baby.
Right.
Oh mm-hmm. My goodness. That's horrible.
Alright, so we're gonna stop being mean to these hoes. Alright, let's talk about what makes a responsible hoe.
All y'all hoes know their place.
Ooh.
All right, show's over. Okay.
Ooh. All your hoes know their place. Yes, that's being responsible.
They know their place. Okay, meaning don't call you when you home.
Right.
Oh, no, stuff they like do that. Call you. They know when to call you.
When to call, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think a responsible hoe is for women to bring in their own condoms.
Very good.
Because niggas be lying.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Niggas be lying. and niggas be trying to plot and trying to have your babies, then that's a no go. That's a no go. We're not doing that here.
I think going, getting tested, knowing your status on disease, on STDs.
That's bring your results with you.
Right.
Bring your results. Right. Bring your results.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, what's your stat? What's your stat?
Right.
Well, I'm since when?
Yeah. So, how often do you think that you should be getting tested?
Now, I feel that if you're single and you're having sex very frequent, I'm not saying it's unprotected, but if you're still even protected, I still think you need to go every 3 months.
Okay.
If it's with one consistent person and you're single, but you're only having sex with one person, I still would say every 3 months. But if y'all like sticking it out, 6 months.
I agree. I think that's a good time frame.
Cause
don't do that secondary STD testing where the person who you fucking with, they don't got nothing.
So that's some nigga shit. That's some nigga shit that would send a woman to go get tested. Well, if you good, I'm good. No, nigga, that's
be
not how this
works. Be responsible for yourself. Right. You gotta be. Being a responsible hoe is taking agency over your own body.
They might not have it, but you could be the host.
Well, you're Sagittarius. Right. Of course you're a blunt hoe. So
I feel like you should be honest. For you to be a responsible hoe, you need to be honest.
And
like,
have integrity.
Right. And I think, be like, listen.
I think that's why men have the biggest problem with being responsible hoes is because we tell you what we think y'all want to hear in order to get
the pussy.
And so
for women,
it's kind of like, this period. Is what I'm looking
even
for.
Even when I did them, nope.
But I mean, for the most part, for the majority of us males,
we
feel like we have to lie in order to get that. When if a female is down, they're going to tell you. They're going to be just as straight up as you are.
Right.
See, I think that was my problem. I dealt with those people. We know.
Elaborate.
The females, when they had sex with them, like, they already knew what time it was. There was no need to discuss, like, oh, make you feel good. No, girl, you came here for what I want, and I got what you need.
And don't let hoes spend the night with you. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's really confusing.
Now,
do your thing and leave.
With that. And I thought my roommate was going to help me say today, and that nigga wasn't shit.
Wait, hold on. Just try to elaborate on that because men need to hear this.
Right. Don't spend the night. Like, no, you cannot spend the night. No, I'm not cooking for you in the morning. No. Yeah. We fuck. We're done. Go.
Exactly.
I don't have no rag for you. Go. Air dry in your car, nigga. Go.
No. You ain't got a wet wipe
right here. No, I don't. That's for my boyfriend. Get out.
Yeah, being like you said, being just to add on to that, being honest about it, because if you just trying to be like just fucking on something, don't have people thinking that it's something that more than what it is, because that's manipulating.
It is, like, and no phone calls or catch up on how I'm doing. You don't care. Right. My vagina cannot talk, so that's not what you call for. No, you didn't know how my family's doing is none of your business.
Right.
Did you hear about my ex popping up at Granny's house?
No, elaborate about this whole.
So, you know, I called Granny for her birthday. And she was like, yeah. And current boo and best friend was all like, Granny on speakerphone. We the other was like, happy birthday, Granny. And she's like, thank y'all. She said, oh, your old thing was here. I said, who? She's like, your old thing. I said, she has some, your old flame. I said, my ex, she has some. Yeah, I said, what the hell he was there for? She has some. I said, he was just in the neighborhood. I said, the neighborhood in a year and a half.
See?
You she was some, don't be mean. You just mind, he can still come by. I said, Granny, you probably did. Why the hell are you here?
right. You know how great he is.
And don't. Family members, that's the thing. Don't let them meet.
There's no reason.
A couple of my hoes have met some family, but like I said, all my hoes know their place.
That's the part. That part.
Yo, I saw a hoe.
If I had you on a 2-hour frame, you on a 2-hour frame, if you 2 minutes late, you throw me off. When you go, I'm going to say that was somebody from my sister who in the living room talking to her friend. And then there's a person number two.
See, what y'all have to understand is that Shaquille, me and him are cousins. And pimping is a part of our family. Like, we big holes in our damn family. Like, you cannot. You can't do it.
How many kids one of our cousins have?
Who? Who that? Oh, that's a lot of kids. But just your daddy alone is a big hole. Like, we learn from the best. Like, my uncle, oh, should I be putting them air business out there like that?
No names.
I love leaking stuff, but
no,
yeah.
No case.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that on Snapchat, and I said, well, delete my case.
Please do. Yeah, and also, if you're hoeing, make sure that you got the proper, you know, the proper technology.
To use,
delete your messages. Like,
put the delete filter on your Snap.
Yes.
People, delete after viewing.
And hide the pictures. Because I know y'all sending nudes. Hide them.
And stop posting pictures with these people.
Yes.
What's wrong with that? Don't post pictures. I'm sorry. We're talking about hoes.
We're talking about hoes. Yeah, don't put poke pictures.
I have you posted a picture of my whole ear.
You shouldn't
be taking pictures.
But no, you can take pictures. I took pictures of my hoes, but they...
Of them, that's it. But y'all posing together in the park. For what? We supposed to be fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Why y'all in the park?
Are we fucking in the park? Then okay, but we don't have time for pictures.
Well, this is random. The Ugg men slides are dope. I think I want a pair.
They are dope. I just don't feel like you should just, you know, you're not dating the whole. Like, we cannot go to dinner. You can bring your snack over here.
So you're trying to keep all your hoes indoors. Like,
there's
nobody
no reason. For what?
I mean, but if you're single, then you got a few hoes on the roster, on the team.
She a good. Don't say the name.
No,
don't say the name.
Don't say the name. But she a good one.
Yes, our family members are.
They
be happy.
How you have me beat his ass? Do you bring him to me the next couple weeks later? In the same room, and I told him that when I see him, fuck you for both sides.
I don't know. But yeah, like if you're single and you got hoes on the roster, I think that women should multi-date. Like, especially with men, they'll be like, they're not ready for a relationship. That's like flashes going off for you to go get you some hoes on your team and have you, like, a man that's going to fix on your car, the one's going to take you out to dinner, they're going to get
you. But, okay, so are you dating or are we hoeing? Because for me, hoeing would just be, we just going to fuck. But I have people that I date that I might not be sleeping with. There's a difference.
I guess for me, they interchange. Because sometimes I don't want to be touch on you, but then sometimes I do want to have, like, and I feel like you can have sex with multiple people if you want honest and you're protecting yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, do what you got to do as long as you aren't being reckless. And if you are being reckless, you know how to get back real quick. Like,
okay.
As long as you know how to, you're grown enough to deal with your consequences behind it, then. I'm all for it.
I mean, I'm all for the hoeing. Good job to everybody that's doing
that.
See,
I got caught in the hoeing. Yeah, caught in the hoeing? In the hoeing. I got trapped.
By two hoes?
No. I always get out of those. That was another problem. It's the hoe that got me that I got now. That was a hoe on the roster, remember?
Yes, I do remember that.
And now the hoe got me.
Mm. Oh, because you're slightly in a relationship now. Or is it
in the long term? I had already said I was going to get him. I just didn't know when I wanted to get him.
Okay.
It is kind of fresh.
It was exactly quicker than you thought.
Yeah, I'm just like, man, let's hear now.
Oh, so you marry hoes now? Like you in a relationship with hoes now?
No title has been given yet.
No title?
Let's just set boundaries.
Oh, okay. So you're exclusive.
Mm-mm.
No, not exclusive.
So what are y'all doing? I'm confused.
They still hoeing. Like the whole people, I would say shacking up.
Okay.
Yeah, but we just really got good communication. We just know how to set the real boundaries.
Like, so y'all are still able to sleep with other people?
That's one of the boundaries of not sleeping with nobody.
Okay.
You can communicate. You just can't. It can't go fast.
Fornicate.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's a responsible hoe? What's an irresponsible hoe, I should say?
Mm. I just think about it just reckless.
Just getting caught up, giving everybody what they don't need.
Yeah.
Bringing drama.
In the drama. Just being reckless.
Because I met you as one nice thing. Shit, that was me being a hoe. And how I got somebody knocking my door 3 o'clock.
I think irresponsible is just where you losing shit. Where you just ain't gaining nothing. Like,
but you, ass?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you just.
But if I'm only in it for an orgasm, I've gained what I wanted.
How but is that no, I'm not saying that. That's responsible because you not.
You know exactly what you want and you want to get it.
But if you just going out there, if you got a disease, well, now you done fucked up. You lost some years on your life probably. Okay. Now you done hit a whole bunch of niggas and now you pregnant. Or you done hit a whole bunch of females and now pregnant. You got kids. You losing money because now you lose.
Okay.
Chisup is taken out of your check.
Right.
You know, so. Being irresponsible is where you're not, the come up is, it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you got hoes like Amber Rose. She gained fame and notoriety off of her hoeing.
Yeah.
I like her.
You know, but Future hoeing, he got to pay so much child support. Nigga, that's irresponsible.
Or the women that's fucking with him that's getting pregnant. Like, yeah, those are ones losing out.
Because you knew what you was going in. Like, yeah. You knew what you was going into.
He got about 8, 9
kids. Like 8 or 9. And it's like 7 baby mamas.
He must be just
shooting up clubs.
They saying that motherfucker charming as hell.
He got a bunch of Sagittarius and Scorpio in his chart. That's why. Yes, he's a Scorpio sun. He's a Scorpio sun. I'm like, he got a stellar man, Sagittarius and Scorpio. So he's big time hope.
Oh, he loose.
Yeah.
Oh, Future ain't had a chance.
He didn't.
Future had no future.
Sorry to your mama. Oh, your mama did that. She should have held on you a little tight. Like, my God.
And I think that's what gives hoe a bad connotation, is because when people use it, you are talking about the bottom of the barrel person. That's what you mean when you say that nasty hoe, that dirty hoe.
Yeah, just don't wash. You
know, yeah.
Women, you a responsible hoe. You make sure you pee after you have sex.
Come on, pee.
Yeah. Throw a little water on the cat, you know.
Get your pH balance up.
Get your pH bottle. Yeah.
Use the honey pot. Oh, God, my God. That, the feminine wash. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It got my honey pot all sweet and juicy. Oh. Like, oh, my God. It was like.
Oh, okay.
You need to get some.
Okay.
If you use the pads, like, the pads are, oh, my God. They're so. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a minute here. But no, the pads are really, really good.
This is what you were posting on Facebook.
Yes.
And then the girl says somebody, it's not a pussy, it's a poussoir. I tried.
Yes. That feminine wash, because it's all natural. Bad. She got like, all, it's good. Good. Make sure you get the honey pot. That support your local black business.
No, she said, I got a poussoir.
Yes. Put some water on that thing. Take your probiotics. Make sure you get your little apple cider vinegar baths here and there. Put some coconut water.
All the shit I gotta do, I just think
coconut oil.
Have to go through that.
As you lose,
they got a whole aisle. We got a section.
We got several aisles. That's why I don't understand why men give women such a hard time. You know what?
I seen some hell shit on my Twitter that I've never seen before.
They will never understand.
It's some whole shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
it was like the last one, like whole shit, you know. I always kind of wonder, besides scrap on, like, what else do you do besides eat and scrap, you know, like, what else do you do? And this girl took her vagina and flipped it out and was doing other girl in her,
and so I was like, how
did
that work?
Make a visual. I mean, was it the clitoris?
Right. That
she bumped clitoris into the
No. She was in the asshole. She was entering the girl's ass, who, whatever she slipped out.
A clit. She had a big clitoris, probably.
Okay,
she's using her clit to fuck her in the ass.
Yeah, and I was confused because when I
had
my phone.
Women are so inventive.
I was like this on my phone. I'm like, what the hell am I watching, though? And at first, I was like, maybe it's a toy. You know, I was just like waiting.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
wait. Whose handle was this? Whose Twitter handle was this? I got to see this.
Yeah, please share. Because I need to watch that also. I like,
and I was high too, so I really was like, into it. Like, I was like, oh,
Okay. Wait. I want to also add that women, please make sure your men cut their fingernails and wash their hands prior to touching your vagina, because BV is real and niggas is nasty.
Nails can scrape, for real.
And men actually need to wash their hands before they touch their penises, because I don't understand this. Like, you just go touch your keys and just been dapping your dudes up, and then you go into the bathroom and then you touch your... Yeah. With the corona hands, like, and then you try to fuck on something. Nah, wash your. Well, everybody wash.
Men need their own honey pot,
right?
They need it because y'all balls don't be clean all the time.
Please put some coconut oil on that bitch.
They made balls. And don't double dip.
Yes, they do.
Don't double dip in your coconut.
Don't call it the honey pot. We need to call it something else.
Why?
Yeah. I ain't about to buy nothing with honey to put on my balls.
Oh my God.
I don't know what men like. Mint pot?
Something.
Eucalyptus. Eucalyptus pot.
Something.
Like, yes.
Keep your hygiene up, please, people.
Okay, so let me ask this question, right? If you are 34, single, and you're in a relationship, right?
Wait, hold on. How are you single in a relationship?
No, I'm sorry. Sorry. You're 34.
No, I'm trying to follow.
Right, you're 34 in a relationship, right? 34 in a relationship. If you cheat, does that make you a hoe?
Yeah.
You just cheat with one other person.
Yes.
It does make you a hoe.
I think so, because my thing is...
You being promiscuous.
Yeah, because if you... The part of being a responsible hoe is knowing what you want and being upfront with it. Men also, if you don't want to be in a relationship or you're in the relationship and it's stale and you want to go fuck on something, open your mouth and say something. Be honest. The whole part of being a responsible hoe is being honest and being transparent and forthcoming.
So if you cheat, you're still going to be a hoe. It's just whether you're going to be responsible or you're responsible.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's my two cents.
Yeah. So, we're going to go ahead and kind of close this off before this go off the rails. But one last thing. So, should women embrace being a responsible hoe?
Or being hoes? Now, I was throwing this title around, and I had got mixed reviews of, like, some women was like, why we got to be a hoe, though? And I'm like... I don't know. For me, I embrace it. Just like black people embrace the word nigga.
And bitch.
Yeah, as a woman, I've embraced bitch and hoe. No, I don't want a man to be calling me no hoe.
Okay. Same way, I don't want a white person to call me nigga.
Right. So if my girlfriend was like, yo, bitch, this and hoe, you a hoe, like, I'm cool with that. So I just think that, like I said, a responsible hoe is somebody that knows what they want. Like Janae Aiko song, mm-hmm. She knows what she want. I hope he don't think I'm some type of hoe. That's what I'm on. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like women are more empowered now, especially with people like Amber Rose, Janae Aiko, Meg Thee Stallion,
Lori
Harvey. Yeah, especially Lori Harvey, because she already had money and she doing the shit. But
I mean, that's really all she's doing.
She just in it for sex.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she's doing the shit that regular girls do. So, you know, it's kind of being embraced. Like, they're living their life.
Their terms.
But I think with men, we have to learn how to be responsible with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think for that, I think we have to come up, because we still have that stigma of a female being nasty and whatever.
Yeah.
But you know what Doe was saying, boys will be boys. When we do it, it's supposed to be okay. But when we're doing it, we're being messy.
Right.
You know, we're not taking care of our business. We're not handling it. And for the most part, men, you know, we be out there not taking care of home and still want to go out and do that shit.
I never got that concept.
You know, I feel like, if I'm a cheat on Tashana, I need to make sure that everything at home is right. Because if I'm a risk, risk that and come back and ask for forgiveness,
right?
Because if you this mortgage ain't been paid, nigga, but you cheating, you got to get the fuck out.
Houseway. Like,
but if the mortgage paid and I got this new car, I might let it slide.
like Tiny said with T.I., it's like how Tiny had a, she was perplexed and she had an issue. And I understood her issue. Like, the man is a good husband, good father, makes money, got his own business, but he's just a hoe. Like,
you gotta weigh your pros and cons.
I mean, if I, a regular old me, regular, ain't that regular about me, but if it was me, I'd be like, do you though? Just don't bring no babies or no STDs back.
Now I'm not gonna give you no green light. I'm still gonna make you feel like how Kevin Hart's wife handled it. I'm still gonna be mad. I'm still gonna put you out. I'm still gonna argue. Mm-hmm. But in the back of my mind, I know I'm not going nowhere. Because for what? To go get a broke hoe?
Right.
No, I'm not doing that. And
just stay with the dumb
hoe. Right. I'll just stay with the dumb rich one. Why the fuck would I go get a dumb broke one? Right. That doesn't make sense.
All right, yeah, that's a threat. If you get a broke, it's a threat to your whole livelihood. You get a broho.
No, don't do that.
All right, so the second part of that, since we all agree that women should embrace it, should men embrace the woman that is the responsible hoe?
I think they should. But they're not going to. It's hard for them. Men still think they want virgins. Women to, you know, wear white and just be quiet and sit. And men think they want independent women, but they really don't.
I get that men are in a space right now where women are finding their voice and their empowerment, and it's new to them. But y'all gonna have to, especially black men, gonna have to get with it, or y'all gonna get lost and left behind. We not waiting anymore. Like, I was watching The Color Purple a couple of weekends ago, and I was like, when Celia was getting fucked by her daddy, and I was like, you know what? I vow on my children, I'll never have boring ass, raggedy ass sex again.
That's what
for my ancestors. Yes, that's what I got from
that.
For my ancestors, I deserve to have what the fuck I want, especially because of my orgasms. Like, ain't nobody waiting for y'all no more. So, y'all
have
like
mine, nigga. Good luck. Catch
it's
up.
The infancy, like that whole concept. I think y'all need to like really work on being responsible hoes. If y'all gonna be a hoe out here, because y'all, we can do it better. That's the thing.
And I don't think men want to know that. They don't want to know that. They want to just believe that you were just home churning butter, and they're the first one to come over.
Right.
And that's it. That's what they want to believe.
That's what they want to believe.
They're not going to admit it. They don't, oh, no, I don't mind. Yes, you do. You don't want to know that I fucked three other niggas before you got here today. You don't want to know that. You don't want to know that.
So, you know, I'm single now. I've been single for technically for like a year, and I was talking to this dude, and he's separated for his wife, and I know this for a fact because we're in very close proximity, but he's separated for for like a year and a half, and I was like, look, I don't want to be in a relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am single.
Mm-hmm.
So when I I don't need you to get in your feelings. Why is this man, first of all, you tell me you're married and you're separated, but you don't want to get divorced. That part. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get a divorce. But now you're concerned about what I'm doing in my free time.
They can't handle it.
How, Sway?
They can't handle
how?
It.
How?
Ego.
They cannot handle
ego
it.
Ego and possession. Not happening. That ego gonna fall fucking with me.
They say they want it. They say they want it, but
that's
they,
not what they
cannot
want.
Handle it.
That's not what they want. They want somebody meek and docile and not say anything.
Yeah.
Y'all really going about your business?
It's going to be very hard for them to realize, like, the generation of women that's coming up now. Like, these 17-year-old girls and stuff, all they have is Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. That's it.
Right.
That's all they have. That's it. They're going to twerk on that ass right as soon as you leave.
Right.
They don't care.
They don't.
It's going to be hard for them to understand.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, let's wrap this up. Any last words about this discussion on the responsible hope.
Women, get yours.
Stay safe.
Please be safe. As long as you safe, do you. Don't worry about what nobody got to say. Don't worry about what nobody else got going on. Do you.
Use condoms and just have fun. It's not a big deal. It's just sex.
Right.
It's just sex.
Right.
It's just sex. Use your condoms. Have fun. Do it with whomever. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Sexuality is fluid anyway. Do what you want.
Right.
But they got to do it whole. But anyway.
Being fluid. Being fluid.
Do you.
But I just feel like, you know, this ain't what we talked about everybody ain't gonna agree with what we said today.
What's my disclaimer? You will get offended. Don't at me about shit.
We formed this so people can open up a discussion. You know, the discussion's still gonna continue on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that, you know, let people live and don't judge. Just as long as you're not hurting people and you're doing what, you know, feels good and right to you and, you know, just being safe out there. Mm-hmm. And that's all I got to say about that. All right, so this segment is the Sagittarius Spotlight. This week, we're going to spotlight Jay-Z.
Sean Corey Carter.
And that's going to be sticking with the topic like we always do. And pretty much know all the hoeing that he's done and the whole album about his irresponsible hoe ways.
Actually, too. Lemonade and 444. Explain what he did.
I mean, he had a lot.
But since we're doing a spotlight and we always celebrate the Sagittarius, Vic's going to talk about some of his achievements.
So, Sean Corey is one of the top earning hip hop artists. He's the first billionaire to be in the game. He was born on December 4th. He just actually had his 50th birthday this past December. He is earned his fortune through hip hop career spanning nearly, his hip hop career spans at least 3 decades. Damn, that's a long time. I'm 32. Damn. Mm-hmm. He has business ventures with entertainment labels, clothing lines, alcohol brands. He has an upscale sports club and 600 million dollar streaming service title. So, bro got long bread. Yeah, if I was Beyonce, I would stay with him too. Fuck that.
Pros and cons.
Weigh your pros and cons. Jay-Z is that nigga.
He might look like a camel.
City going crazy. Top five, no debating. Top five.
All right, last segment. This is one of my favorite segments already, top five. So with this, we don't have our own separate list. We came together with two lists. And so the first list is the top five responsible hoes. Victoria, go ahead.
Okay, so for our responsible hoes, I think number five we have... Oh, we got like some honorary people also. So, but number five, we have Amber Rose, because you remember when like Kanye said Amber wasn't going back to the hood, and she didn't. Like, I think she was phenomenal in creating the whole slut walk.
Yes.
And like she flipped the whole script on y'all hoes. Like,
and she's doing a great job raising her son.
Right.
And
right.
Both of them and their dads are in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a winning. Like, if you're gonna get pregnant, please get pregnant by a rich man.
And you can start a hashtag to say hashtag hoes is winning. Yeah, you did that.
You're a responsible hoe. Number four is
congratulations, Amber.
Four is Kim K.
Kanye West. I don't think that's responsible.
That's irresponsible on Kanye's part.
That's irresponsible on Kanye's part because Kanye is a Gemini and he know better. Like, he should know better. You cannot let a Libra out hoe you. That's just not. That's yeah. As a ho-ho, I think that from taking that sex tape and flipping and turning her whole family on, she got big props for me. Like,
and all of your kids is from a family, from one man.
Right. She's a good ho.
So you came out not even looking like a ho.
Right.
I think they're part of the Ku Klux Klan. I don't like them. Too many K's in their name. They white. I don't trust them.
Oh my god. Okay. Number three, we got Lori Harvey. Now, we was battling back and forth with that one because She's back with Future, but if you check her Instagram page, Future ain't nowhere near to be on that page. Like, his first picture, he only got 6 pictures, because I did my research. He only got 6 pictures, and like 5 of them are her. But on her Instagram page, you don't see that nigga at all.
She follows all our rules of being a responsible hoe.
I mean, she got, what's her daddy name? Steve Harvey to thank for that. Like, she got son, she got baby daddy, she got everybody. She got the daddy. I think she's number 3.
She should have wrote the book, act like.
Yes. Absolutely love her. Like, she's amazing. She young, she free, she not tied down with no children. Right. She done fucking these rich niggas and keep it moving.
You know she know what she doing because she used to ride horses.
What? Okay, what?
You gotta get a puss somewhere.
Wow, yeah, because she ain't doing no business, no promoting nothing.
She ain't got no business. All she do is walk around in the mall all day with these Chanel bags, getting from these niggas she having sex with. Great job, Lori Harvey.
Great job.
Congratulations, girl.
Great job. So, our number 2 is Rihanna. The OG of responsible hoes. Rihanna ain't got no baby. She done dodged Chris Brown with his
ain't dodging punches.
Okay.
We not doing that.
Too soon. Still too soon.
This is still too soon. She done got up out of Drake, ASAP. Like,
I was confused why her and Drake didn't work.
Because his nose was too open. Yeah.
For both of them are hoes. So, I mean, I think that she's great. Drake, and she's too smart for Drake.
Like, Drake was trying to write poetry and shit, and she was like, nigga, I'm here to fuck. Yeah. What are you doing?
Right. Drake broke the rules. He broke the rules.
Most definitely. So our number 1 responsible hoe is Meg Thee Stallion.
Yay!
Hi, girl, Meg. Right now, Meg is killing the game. She got niggas eating out her, like, her.
Literally.
Yeah, everything. Like, Meg is doing her thing. She's young. Like you said, she's not trying to deal with these niggas. She's on the same shit that y'all on. Try her. You will get played.
Just stay in school, man. Just finish that. That's
Trey didn't want to put her on the list because it's talking about her GPA, but fuck that shit. Like, she
because it's a lot of hoes that ain't even in college.
Right.
So do your shit, man.
Right.
They can't do no more concerts right now for a couple of months. She can pull that back up.
Whatever.
Great job,
Let her be great.
Great job, man. Congratulations, Meg and Rihanna.
I'm just saying, what you got? You got
Meg
a master's.
Meg is like the trainer for my generation.
Yes, she is the trainer for She cut throat. She an Aquarius also. Like, they ain't got no feelings. Y'all niggas can't try. Like, stop it. Like, no.
Hey. All right. So, guess I have the bad list.
Irresponsible.
Top 5 irresponsible.
One thing, we got honorary list. We got Black Chyna for getting pregnant by Rob is an honorary responsible hoe. Trey didn't want to put it on the list. She kind of wasn't on the list because we thought she was going to lose custody of her daughter, but she still got custody.
I don't like her. She fought at Disneyland. She ghetto. I don't like ghetto hoes.
That's why she ain't on the list. And then she can't get ghetto. Head,
you know.
She
can't
get
head?
Nah, the video. Yeah, she
was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see the video.
Trey also wanted to put Magic Johnson, and I don't think that he's a responsible hoe, but
he's still living.
And Drake kind of teeter-tottered, but that was Trey's, no sense, his list. I didn't think Drake is a responsible hoe, but that's neither here nor there. All right.
So, top 5 irresponsible. Drake is honorary on this list as
well.
Yeah,
he goes back and forth.
For Adonis, enough said. another honorary is Diddy.
Oh.
Make your pussy pop like you did.
Yeah, Diddy, you dated your son's girlfriend. I don't care how long ago.
They were like 12. That doesn't count.
But that's your son's girl. That's some whole shit.
I
plus
love
you
Diddy.
Led Cassie on for all that.
Did he lead on or did Cassie stay and get led on?
It was
there's a difference. There's a difference.
But still, that's part of the game.
I feel like he told the truth. He said, Cassie, listen. You young, I like young puss. I'm not here to get married and do none of that shit. I've been telling Kim the same shit. So what you finna do? And she said, I gotta change them. And you can.
Good point. But he's still trash. Because look how what he did to Kim. He led Kim on the same amount of time that had babies with the lady and still went with her. And then she died. And now he won't get
you. He doing the same shit he did with Biggie.
Right.
Oh, no. Too soon. Still too soon. I ain't gonna laugh at that. Still too soon.
All right, moving on. The last honorary irresponsible is Jay-Z Spotlight. Honorary, just because, man.
He cheated on Beyonce. Yeah,
Beyonce.
When you cheat up, not down, and there's no way he was going to be able to cheat up. So, yeah. Number five.
He had to fuck Mary.
Oprah, so.
Number five, D-Wade. Break, baby.
That is irresponsible. No children. You can't cheat and have children.
Ludacris should have been
added to that list. But when you cheated with somebody... who was in another relationship, they was in a relationship, who was also famous, like you, that was just too messy on all ends. Number four, Tristan Thompson. He's just messy.
Very.
They're part of the Ku Klux Klan, I don't know. That's where black men go to die.
No, he
over
was,
there.
No, Tristan, he you can't be out here 6'7".
See you. Yeah. Like, nigga, we see you.
Once he was in the Get Out space, from the movie Get Out, what is it? When they were
that was the second time. Tristan did this before.
Tristan, I mean, he cheated. Well, he said that they weren't together, but he cheated on his baby mama with Khloe. Like,
it was a mind trick by the Ku Klux Klan, a.k.a. the Kardashians.
He was a trash asshole before the Kardashians. Like... Are you had a
all right,
any
Tristan,
man that
I
having
tried.
A newborn and then try to dip off in a relationship, you cheater in that line to hold him.
Okay.
Number three. The reason why the NBA players get a bad rep, Sean Kemp.
Who was he? What did he do?
He played for the Seattle Supersonics. That's before the OKC was the Thunder.
Supersonics.
Seven kids.
Seven
baby mama. Yeah.
How many baby mamas?
Yeah.
Oh wait!
Yeah,
that's nasty.
Yeah, he was one of the ones that got when athletes was starting to get famous. He was one of those ones that started that whole. Yeah, I'm broke and I need to keep playing.
Oh.
Number two, Tiger Blood, Charlie Sheen.
He said Tiger Blood.
I can't.
Right.
Childish.
Charlie Sheen would have been number one, but but Charlie Sheen is nasty. He's so nasty and irresponsible.
Out here just spreading it. That's why Magic Johnson was on the responsible. Charlie Sheen just was
that's
out here.
That's why I couldn't argue with
everybody.
That.
Number one, I think, is kind of unanimous. Future.
It's so trash.
He's just gross.
Future. You let another man raise your child and get mad at the other man because he's stepping up. You still ain't putting on rubbers.
Still.
I mean, he just...
He might be with Lori Harvey putting on rubbers.
She's making
pregnant.
Him do it.
She's been the responsible whole breaking her own
condoms.
Yes. I'm going to
put it on. I got it.
Yes.
Everything that's irresponsible, he's the one. He's the one that's getting these girls pregnant. They want
to
talk shit about him.
I'm gonna
like, dude,
baby.
You did this. Like...
What didn't his baby mamas just was in like on
he going to court again?
Like they did a DNA test with the other baby and some of they were siblings. Like it's sad.
He's so sad.
He's number seven.
I have
an
honorable mention.
Oh, speak.
Tiger Woods.
No, that's just dumb.
Oh.
You think so? I think he's an irresponsible hoe.
No, that was dumb. He was trying to be a hoe. And it just, he didn't know how to do it. That was a Kevin Hart moment. He did a dumb whole thing.
Oh,
yeah. No, you can't be that. You're not that rich and only have one phone. No.
And leaving your name on the voice. Yeah. Hey, this is Tiger Woods, you know, the golfer.
That's dumb, that's stupid, that is an old wave as irresponsible.
Yeah, there's a lot of honorary, irresponsible hoes, like men, and it's mostly men. You don't see too many women. You're an irresponsible hoe as a woman if you get pregnant. Mm.
Yeah, if you notice, the top five was all female for responsible. That's just the way it is.
Good job, women.
Good job.
Men, we need to put in some work.
Absolutely.
I think y'all been hoes for too long. Y'all just got lazy.
that part.
That women, part. We just getting used to it.
It's like, yeah, we gonna perfect this shit. We done seen, y'all done did all the shit that wrong. So right. We're like, oh, we not doing this. We deleting phone numbers. You getting saved under
Pizza Hut,
Mama, God, Mommy.
Which you will say, why is Pizza Hut sending you dick pics?
Putting our phones on airplane mode. Like,
but yeah, that's it. That's our show for this week, man. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys.
Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back with another banger next week. And till next time, you hoes be safe out there.
Be responsible.
Bye.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.